We're in Simin Reish Tezayin, the halachas of Birkas HaReach. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing from Gimel through Hay. Al Havered, a rose. Vala Kinamon. Now, usually Kinamon means cinnamon, but not here. Shehu Or Handi. The Mishtabura says that this is the girsa is incorrect. It should be Od Handi, which means an Indian kind of tree. Valmei haverid, as well as the water in which you cooked or soaked a rose, or the liquid that's extracted from a rose. V'al halavona, that is the ktof. The Mishnah Berurah says that is the ktof of Chazal. V'amatztiki, that is sap that is fragrant. The kayotze behem, borei atzei besomim, these things are from trees, and they're borei atzei besomim. So first of all, in the case of a rose, the halachi is in Birkas Hanenin, that if you cook a rose together with other things, the rose actually is edible, and is healthy, and is considered food, and it gets a bracha. The havamina was to say hanosin reyach tov baperis on a rose, kamash malon, that since the eker purpose of a rose, of what people grow roses for, is not for food, we don't say shanosin reyach tov baperis, but instead we'd say borei atzei besamim. Now, as far as the atzei besamim is concerned, that's only if it grows on a bush. If it grows out of the ground, it's isbei. Whereas we're going to see a little bit later, very soon actually, that the halachis of what you say borei atzei and isbei besamim on are similar to what you say borei mine borei pri hadama and borei pri ha'etz. And as a result of it, if it grows from the ground and it has leaves coming off the ikur, that means it has leaves on the branches, and it remains from year to year, then we call it a tree, and we would say borei atzei besamim. Whereas, if it grows anew every year, there it would be isvei besamim. Now, with regard to the mehavered, so the halachi is with regard to fruits and vegetables that you soak or cook in water. So there we saw Machlokis, the Rush, and the Rashba of what the bracha on that water is. Everyone agrees that with regard to besamim, that the fragrance goes into the water and you would make the bracha on the water of borei atzei besamim. That means this is the one chumra in the case of fragrance over that of taste, that we say fragrance everybody holds transfers to water, and we would make a borei atzei besamim on that. Now here there's a very long bir halacha where he's medayik from the Magen Avraham that so long as the stem is hard, we say borei atzei besamim. And the mashmos is that this has nothing to do with the klolim of borei pri ha'etz and borei pri adama. Because there the rule is that if it's something that doesn't have to be replanted and has leaves, then we consider it an eitz. If it has to be replanted annually, then we consider it a pri adama, an esef. The Magen Avraham is mashma, that as long as the wood here is stiff, we consider this an eitz. The bir halacha goes to show that there's a machlokas rishonim, and he says it's difficult to be machria, which means that lemaisa, to go ahead and say a borei atzei besamim on something that has to be replanted every year, one should not do. Siv Dalid. Al Shemen Afar Simon Mevorach Borei Shemen Orev. Shemen Afar Simon gets a special bracha. This is the tzori of Chazal. You cut the wood and oil comes dripping out of it. Now this is a special kind of an oil that was found in Eretz Yisrael. And because it is choshuv, and it was chashuv to Eretz Yisrael, they were kovea a special bracha for it. If someone said a borei atzei besamim on shemen afar simon, there's actually a suffix in the achronim the Mishnah Berurah brings whether or not you're yotze. Sifhei, shemen zayis shekotcho otochno at shechazer reicho nodif. Shemen zayis, where you took the aleph and you pressed it out in a way that the olive gets a, that the olive oil gets a fragrance, it's brachas borei atzei besamim. Now, this is because the oil will have its own flavor, its own fragrance. You're not adding any other fragrance to it. It is its own. So you make a borei atzei besamim because it grows on an olive tree. The reason you don't make the bracha of anosin reyach toba peris is because it doesn't grow with this. It's the squeezing that gives it its bracha. Excuse me, its fragrance. Now, what's the halacha of different kinds of berries that don't grow on a tree, and you mash them? There, the Mishnah Brura says that if they get reyach only by your mashing them, you would say borei minei besamim, unlike an olive where you would continue saying borei atzei besamim.